Lawmakers are drafting a bill that would allow charter schools to take over five of the state's lowest performing elementary schools. The bill's main sponsor, Republican Representative Bob Bryan of Mecklenburg County, wants lawmakers to approve the takeover legislation in the short session. But as Jess Clark reports, Bryan is championing the proposal despite research showing a similar charter takeover in Tennessee had minimal impact on student performance.
In 2012, Tennessee lawmakers took a few of the state's lowest performing schools and put them in a so-called Achievement School District, or ASD. ASD schools are either turned over to charter management organizations or put under the management of the ASD superintendent, who operates them like charter schools. 3 years into the program, Vanderbilt University researcher Gary Henry ran the numbers.
Our conclusion is that the schools in the ASD are doing about the same as those schools that weren't taken into any systemic reform.
That's Henry presenting his findings to a legislative committee looking into starting an ASD in North Carolina. Henry's research found that after 3 years, students in the ASD-run schools did hardly any better on state tests than students in other low-performing schools. Students in ASD schools run by charter management organizations didn't do any better at all. Despite Tennessee's results, Representative Rob Bryan says he still finds the idea of an ASD appealing. He says it's a way to attract more charter schools to the state's low-income communities.
I would like to create an environment where they are interested in coming to North Carolina, whether it's through an ASD or partnering. But I think if you don't get them in here and get them started, you won't have the opportunity to see what they're able to do.
The Charlotte representative says he thinks given more time, the ASD will be successful in Tennessee. And he says he thinks North Carolina can make it work better if the state is more selective than Tennessee in choosing charter operators.
Some of them are not as good as others. And so I would say, you know, part of what we did in our bill was putting some guardrails on to try to make sure we were getting the best of the best.
However, Bruce Mildorf, a lobbyist for the North Carolina School Boards Association, was skeptical. During a public comment period, he noted that charter schools that have been successful as schools of choice may not see the same results when they take over a neighborhood school. Here he is quoting Tennessee's former ASD superintendent, Chris Barbic, who resigned in 2015.
Achieving results in neighborhood schools is harder than in a choice environment. I think that the depth of the generational poverty and what our kids bring into school every day makes it even harder than we initially expected. We underestimated that.
A second researcher addressing the committee, Josh Glazer from George Washington University, made a similar point.
These are charters that take over neighborhood schools. That is not the way that charter schools were meant to operate. That's a different idea of charter schools.
Glazer says, unlike most charters, ASD charters can't rely on being able to control their enrollment or on active parent choice.
Charters usually have the advantage of having parents who know what the school's about, know what the philosophy is, and have opted in. You have more buy-in and often more parent engagement.
It's important to note that Bryan's bill does not come with the hundreds of millions of dollars in federal Race to the Top grants and private investment Tennessee spent on its ASD.
This bill may have $1 million annual or a little bit more than that. Now, would there be other monies raised by the ASD super, or would that charter put seed money in itself to it? I think those are all very possible things.
The North Carolina School Boards Association says the funds would be better spent on programs with proven results. The ASD committee will vote next week on whether to move forward with the proposal in the short session. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.